Hi, everybody. This is our Monday Creation Lightship Healing show, and this is the Healing Highway. And we always clear the date. So the date today is the 22nd of January, and we're in the year 2018. So we'll clear this date, because remember, every year has a date in it, and you could be energetically corded from your past life living here on this date. So you want to get that off of you, along with this date today. So here we go. I'll just talk about that. Let's just say that you had a bad day today. Whatever happened, you know, it just didn't turn out too well. So what actually caused that? Okay. It's very possible maybe you had a bad day when you were 17, you know, and that energy when you were 17 on this date now is kind of like over your head with the energy running all around you, you know, on your psychic billboard, because that's related to this day. And people read your psychic billboard is like, oh, man, this is a bad day. This date, this happened, because your body's transmitting that, okay? And they came to your rescue and obliged you with a bad day because that's what you're asking for. Not realizing that, you know, this happened when you're 17, and it's just kind of recycling a similar issue, different faces. So that might help you out to understand why we clear the date, to free you from your past. So here we go, releasing this date energy from you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, there we go, it's released. And next we're going to energize the light beam on your monitor screen. And it could be on the BBS page for Creation Lightship Healing, or it could be on the website that we have, creationlightship.com. Either way, you can get a picture of the light beam up. And here we go. Let's energize that for peace energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And next, we're going to help you out with that situation that you had today, if you did have one, and we'll take you off that one specific timeline of that occurrence. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, there we go. You're released from that. So what I will say, just kind of going on with the day today, let's just say that you know that something happened to you tomorrow. So that would be the 23rd. And a lot of times, most people who are really sensitive kind of can feel things, you know, going south or happening, but it hasn't come to your doorstep yet. So what you could do to save yourself the misery of having that timeline crash on you, you could maybe start clearing it today for tomorrow. Okay? So, in a sense, you know, I'm not 100% correct at saying this here, but in a sense, there are sequential events that happen, you know, and whatever is happening today could give the energy for tomorrow to cause a situation for you. So, you probably have all noticed that a week before something happens, you kind of feel a little agitated or edgy or uncomfortable. And as you come closer to the day of that awful situation that's going to be occurring, because you are, in a sense, knowing about the alien timelines and how you're being controlled, and you know that between now and then, you know, when it finally hits, you know, something bad's going to happen, but you are sensing it. So anyway, that's kind of how I'm talking about this here. But we'll turn it over to Elizabeth here. So Elizabeth, are you all ready?
I'm ready. I have my nails done. I have my hair done. And I'm here. And I'd like to welcome everybody in.
So are you wearing velvet clothing with the high heel shoes?
Oh, yes. I'm all dressed to the nines and looking great and ready to spend the next hour with everybody here. So, yeah, Ron, I totally get what you're saying. It's kind of like that, the future that you're living into. So you're creating that in the now, but what you're creating actually hasn't happened yet, but you're basing it off of what you think is going to happen.
Yep, that's correct.
So I think a lot of the times fear can come into that, or dread. So those are both really good emotions to clear.
Yeah, and you're actually reinforcing your future according to how you believe, maybe think, what the outcome is going to be. So, you're kind of projecting, making a mistake or something. Because your past, your history, mainly your memory, is attached to how you believe the outcome is going to be on a given situation. So, back to you.
Yeah, that's very true. And I think it's a lot of the times you could wake up in the morning and you kind of know what you're going to do. Like, if you have a job, you're going to get up and go to your job and stay there and, you know, whatever your routine is. But the reality is you can do whatever you want. You know, it's just that we get stuck in these sort of patterns and these, obviously, like, we all have to earn a living, so however you do that. But it is true, you tend to get locked into these routines, and I think a lot of the times that can be tough for people. Or maybe it's like a job you don't like, or maybe, you know, I don't know, you don't like your coworkers or you don't like your boss, so you're just kind of imagining you're going to have a bad day. Or I feel like with holidays, or, you know, your taxes are due, or you have like a doctor's appointment you don't want to go to, all of those things kind of like create this feeling of, I would say, dread or fear, that can really have an impact on your life in the now, these created futures. So it's a really great topic to start off the show with, particularly because we had a series of calls over the weekend, and one of which Ron does not very often. And, you know, obviously there are calls and shows all week, so he did the normal every month 7-hour healing intensive yesterday, and then there was a special brain cell rejuvenation healing call on this past Saturday. So we did get quite a few testimonials on that, and it seems like a lot of people have been experiencing a release from negative thinking. So I'll just go ahead and read some of those for you, Ron, and you can comment as you see fit.
Okay, wonderful.
Okay, great. So somebody wrote in, "I'm feeling so much better after yesterday, Saturday's call. Much less sad, less mind clutter, and faster and lighter on my feet. I feel like I truly rounded a corner with this call, and I wasn't even expecting any of these things to happen. So great to feel more balanced and peaceful, have more energy, and also more mental awareness."
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, the calls, whenever I do a special call, or even the regular like weekend calls that we have, I don't do any real preparation for them. I know what I want to do as far as the title, but each call that I do is different, and in a sense, it's kind of catering to the people on the call personally, how the call goes. That's kind of the way I would say it. But as far as myself making notes or something, or what I want to do here and there, no, it just flows according to what the people need on the call. So they are changeable. And I took off shackles off people, and that was on their ankles and neck and wrist, and I don't know if I did any on the waist or not, but anyway, we did shackle releases. So if you were on the call yesterday, you might want to send us a little ditty of how you feel with the shackles off of you. And then maybe if you were on, I think it was with, I think the Friday call on BBS where we, it could have been, it may have been Wednesday or Friday, I'm not sure. Being out of time, it's a little hard to reference, but I did a call where we had, I think, seven main energies of, I think Kathy was doing it, so it may have been Friday, where you know, the guillotine and the hanging.
The Friday show.
You know, if any of you felt that and feel better now about it, maybe you can comment too. So anyway, back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, I haven't listened to the archive of that yet, but I heard that was a very powerful healing call, and that was the Friday night live show that Ron did this past Friday on BBS Station 2. So you can listen to that and check out those healings on the archives. A lot of people have been writing in, you know, with questions because they're listening to the archives and they've been doing clearings. And they're getting kind of more of an awareness of what's going on with them. So they have all these questions, and that's kind of why we like to do this Monday show, to sort of get in touch with people, find out where they're at, and just take questions and comments about not only the healings that Ron's done on the calls, but also what they're working on personally. So it's a real great opportunity for everybody to share and sort of get more awareness and insight into how they can better use the healings that Ron offers to have a better life. So,
yes, so that date on that call, I think the date was the 19th.
Yes.
January 19th, 2018. So if you're listening to an archive, that's the date you want to look up.
Yeah, and I feel like it's always helpful to know where you're coming from. So, you know, if you know a lot about your ancestry or you know a lot about your past, that can really help inform your healings in the now. So, you know, if you know your ancestors were enslaved or they were persecuted, maybe because of religious beliefs, that can be very helpful to find out, you know, why you're kind of feeling in touch with these kinds of things that Ron's clearing in the moment. Hopefully nobody experienced that in this lifetime, but, you know, I'm sure it still happens, and that's very unfortunate. Okay.
Oh, I'm going to do a clearing. Let me do a clearing
here. Okay, great.
I'm going to do a clearing for people that committed treason. So we're probably going back, you know, maybe 1900s or something, you know, before that 1800s. So typically, you know, in the movies, you know, a person may have committed treason. They were a spy or something, so they're lined up against the wall. And maybe the soldiers will say, you know, shoot at them. So typically they're probably being shot at, you know, aimed at anyway with the guns, rifles. Typically maybe at your heart and maybe your head. That's probably where they're trying to hit you. So I'm going to clear that out in case any of you listening had that experience, okay, in the past. So this could either be energetic from your soul family attaching this to you, or it could have happened to one of your ancestors, okay? But regardless, it's in your DNA, and you're responsible for what happened. This, you want to clean it out of you. This is a internal clearing, okay? Remember, we have internal clearings of what your backpack has in it. I'll just use the word karma to make it simple. And then you have external stuff coming to you, which is things that people are doing to you. So it's the most important thing is to do the whole lifetime clearings to clean out your backpack of stuff. So here we go. And if you have this situation, and, you know, maybe you're going to feel something on this here. And you could go into the special clearing on the website and use this clearing for that to go further with this clearing to release more stuff. So So here we go. I'll count to 100 and just see how your body is responding to this here. So here we go. This is the bullet hitting you, probably in your heart area and your head. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Okay, so I would suggest maybe get up, stand, walk around, do about 20 steps. Maybe shake your body a little bit, you know, bend over, shake your head, twist a little bit, and just see how your body is responding. Typically, when you have a clearing like this here, we're releasing the energy out of your muscles, the tenseness. Remember that energy has to go somewhere, and it goes into your muscles. So by twisting around, like a washing machine sort of, you might actually have your vertebrae in your back go back into alignment. And it could be out for, you know, 20 years, you know. Remember, you might have that date occurring when that happened to you. So here we go. I'll just turn it over to you, Elizabeth, for some more maybe emails or comments or something.
Yeah, that was great. I just am still walking around in my room and just kind of feeling the energy. And, it feels feels really, like, good. I was a bit stiff today, so, been taking a lot of aspirin for, I mean, back east we've been dealing with a lot of weather and snow, so a lot of shoveling, so using muscles that you're really not used to using, and have a lot of aches and pains related to that. So I think that's actually, that clearing you just did, Ron, is really helping with the with that soreness and pain.
And also, just saying this a different way, you've all seen movies where somebody has to go into the morgue and they have to identify the body. So let's just say that, for instance, the person was shot with 50 bullets, and so you have to go in and validate that, you know, and say, yeah, this is Uncle Joe here, you know. So as soon as you see Uncle Joe, you see this horrific mess. You know how he used to look, and now you see him like, you know, mincemeat. And that energy from this dead person, the body, can come right into you because now you're looking at it, and this is going into your memory and giving all kinds of blockages, along with the fear and the pain and the trauma, the sadness. All of a sudden, all this stuff flooded into you. And, you know, when you think of that person, you're going to think of them as how they looked laying on that table. So that's not too good. But anyway, that's how you can pick it up for yourself now. So not even being involved with that situation. So back to you.
Yeah, it's really amazing what you can pick up in this lifetime. In fact, just the other day I saw something, and it said, go easy on yourself. You are clearing thousands of years of outdated conditioning.
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
Yeah, right? All of the things that come up in this lifetime, we're sort of, I mean, obviously, if you're listening to this, you're probably working on that, because that's sort of the reason why you were put here. And I think that's probably the reason why everyone was put here. But unfortunately, if you've been listening to Ron, or if you're just now listening, you'll learn that a lot of the things that we deal with here are out of our control. So the clearings actually empower you to take your healings back into your control and clear away all these densities that have accumulated. through ancestry and past lives and all those other things. So it can actually give you a much better life in the now. So that's hopefully what everybody is getting through in their lives. And we did get another testimonial about the brain call on Saturday. And it seems like this one maybe took a day or two to kind of catch up with people, because somebody wrote that they felt like a new person this morning, clear, peaceful, and no mind chatter. And that was just today. So the call was on Saturday, so maybe it was like you needed a day to sort of absorb it. And somebody else said, regarding the brain call on Saturday that Ron did, the special call, they wrote, well, last night I was wide awake and full of energy, and I couldn't believe how strong I felt in my head, not quite sure how else to put it. Today I was a little fuzzy from not getting much sleep, but that quickly passed, and this afternoon, even without a nap, I am wide awake and full of energy and just getting a ton of work done. I have to admit that I was a little freaked out about vacuuming out the aliens and nanobots and a few other things, but I figured there's no point worrying about it because they're gone now. I feel wonderful. Thank you so much for that call, Ron. Thanks again.
Yeah, that's great. Remember, don't look back. You know, you don't want to you don't want to go into that old musty, stinky garbage can and pull off something, and then put it in front of you on your plate to eat, you know? That's what you do when you start looking at stuff from the past. You're now dealing with that old yucky stuff. So walk away, Renee, and live in the moment, and move forward with your creativity. So back to you.
Great visual, Ron. I hope people really think about that when they're maybe thinking about going back into the past, because it's exactly what you're doing. It's like trying to sort of eat the stuff that you've already thrown away. So somebody had a testimonial for the Earth gridline cording release and the Earth cording disconnection. So switching gears a little bit here, and this listener wrote that today I ran both of these clearings, and while the clearings were running, I felt very floaty, like I was walking on air. It was very nice. And this afternoon, I was walking the dogs. I couldn't believe the freedom and ease of movement in my legs. My legs were doing my bidding instead of me having to drag them along behind me. That's the only way I can describe it. Two truly amazing healings. I'm always shocked and amazed at the positive effects of the healings and clearings. Thank you so much, Ron. You are the man.
that's sweet. So, yeah, so that's energetic cording through your feet, connecting you to the grid lines, ley lines. Remember, these unwanted universal travelers do not want you to get out of your box, so they attempt to hold you in a certain GPS location. So they don't want you to become free and to move out of that, out of their jurisdiction on probably where you're living. So when you do move out, then you have, that's how people feel that when they go on vacation, you know? At least I'm assuming that. You know, I haven't had a vacation except for the expos.
I know.
So long, it's like, I won't get into that.
Ron.
But anyway,
I'm in the same boat as you are.
but I'm older. So anyway.
I know. So you're due for a vacation then.
Yeah. So anyways, but when you have a vacation, normally you normally go someplace other than where you live. And so maybe you take a plane flight someplace, and, you know, typically you're probably going to get a hotel someplace. Maybe you're going to, Hawaii, for instance, you know. So you're automatically up in the airplane. You're being released from the grid lines where you live, and you get there, and it's like, wow, this is exciting. It's all brand new to me, you know. and you're not connected to the earth at that point, so you feel all this freedom. And then you may get more creativity over there, and you may say, man, I want to live in Hawaii. This feels great. Well, you're not attached to the grid line yet because you're not living there. So then you leave and you go back home, and you have all these memories of your freedom where you went to and how wonderful it was. And where you are now is now you're stuck because you're back to where you were living before. So that's another way of looking at what that clearing can do for you. It can free you up, especially your body, and you're no longer attached to where you are living because you did that clearing. So remember, everything that's in the earth where you are living, everything that died, if you're corded to that ground energy, is you're experiencing that in your body. And, you know, you don't know what happened in that location years and years ago before your house was put there. So anyway, that's just the way to look at it. And you get yourself freed up from that. Remember, everything is energetic cordings here. You know, you have the aliens as a common denominator, taking away your choices and controlling you. And then from there, you have energetic cordings that they're doing to you on timelines, etc. Everything is cording after that. So you want to uncord yourself from stuff. So I guess back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, and the uncording thing can be a very tricky process, because I find that often the people who we are most corded to are the ones that really know how to push our buttons, and it makes it really difficult to uncord from them. So, like, I don't know who said it, but there was a kind of a quote about enlightenment or whatever, and they said, you know, if you think you're enlightened, spend a week with your family. So I was like, yeah, that's true, because you hear these stories as all these people go on these retreats, and, you know, I guess we could call them vacations, but these places to sort of seek that. But it's usually like when they get back in touch with the people that know how to push their buttons, they forget all that stuff, and it really goes out the window. So it is very true. A lot of that is stuff that, you know, when it's in your face, you can't really escape from it. But, I mean, I guess that's like... obviously Ron is running his own business, so it's a lot more difficult to take a vacation, but I think sometimes that can be very refreshing and helpful to sort of give you another viewpoint or change the energy or change the grid lines or ley lines around you. But if you are completely clear, then you shouldn't really have to do that. You should just feel the same way you do, which is peaceful, about everything, whether you're in, you know, Minnesota or Hawaii or, you know, the Far East or wherever. It shouldn't really make a difference. Ron, somebody was asking what the clearing, that the sample clearing you just did a couple minutes ago, and I think it had to do with clearing our hearts, with when you said that about people were like lined up against the wall, and where we got
that was what. Yeah, that was for maybe people who basically it's probably treason is what most of it would be.
Mm-hmm.
If it's for your country and you did something against the rules, we'll say, so that'd be treason. And then it would also be if you were caught as a spy or something, they would do that too. You know, this is what you see in the movies, and I'm sure it's very factual, even happening today, you know. So what it would be is that the people with the guns were trying to kill you, okay? And so naturally they're going to be aiming at your chest area where your heart is, and then probably they wanted to hit your head where the brain is. So that's where all those bullets would be typically, aimed at to kill you.
Oh, kind of like a firing squad.
A firing squad, yeah. I don't know if I said that, but yeah, firing squad, yeah, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have any reactions, you know, like I said, to further, you know, your healing, then the special clearing is what I have on the website where you can go in there, and you want to get the unlimited because you're going to run it more than one time probably. So first buy the whole life and then I believe there's an unlimited version of that, if I'm not mistaken. But back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, somebody was just asking about that. I guess they had just tuned in. And somebody actually had a testimonial about the Sunday call. And this listener wrote in and said, feeling so young and light, and my body feels smaller. The brain call released my TMJ muscles, and Atlas and Axis jam up. I feel like a newborn. Thank you, Ron.
Oh, that's great. So remember, you are proactive with the healings. And so when I direct the energy to you, when we talk about what's going on typically, like I'll say, we're not working, with your neck, taking away this energy. It's also you working to bring the energy into you, because it's up to you to connect with that energy to heal yourself, okay? I can't do that for you. I can only give the energy to you, source energy, to help you out. Because I'm not living in duality on the old earth. I'm in the new earth, which is strictly peace energy. And I'm trying, I am holding that energy when I do the calls. So it's up to you to, when you get on the calls, to request the healings. And the energy will typically go to where you're requesting to have healing work done on you. And you can always say no if you don't want to have that work done to you. That's like a long, long time ago, I was doing a clearing on some there's a man, it looked like he was probably, to me, maybe like 21, so it'd be a young adult to me. And I started doing some energy work to release some of his stuff because he requested to have that done. And maybe after a few minutes, he goes, okay, that's good. It feels good to me. And I probably asked him, I said, is it completed? Is it completely gone? You know, something like that. He goes, oh, no. You know, I still want to hold on to about 20% of this pain and trauma and drama because I want now to work through it myself.
What?
Yeah, I get people that's like that. He wanted to work through it himself now, which could probably take him 3 lifetimes to do, you know, figure out what it is. And he goes, yeah, no pain, no gain. You know, I want to know what it is and everything else.
Oh,
he didn't
want to
experience a complete healing, which probably would have only taken a minute more. So you are a choice if you want to have that healing that I present to you. So back to you.
Well, I guess that's one way to look at it.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't imagine anybody wanting to hang on to their pain, but I think that's true, Ron, and I guess that's my judgment of it.
Man, there's probably people listening who go, boy, Ron's right.
Yeah, you know? They love their
suffering. I'm comfortable in my box here that I live in, and I know the pain and suffering that I have. And I'm afraid to move out of my comfort zone.
Oh, I was just going to say that. Yeah, it's like that phrase, comfort zone.
Yeah, it's sort of like, you know, I notice this a lot. And I'm not trying to be in judgment here, but people who are in a wheelchair, for whatever reason, do not want to have any healing work done to them. This is what I find at the expos. Because they're comfortable with somebody pushing them around, and they're owning that this is their life now, being in the wheelchair, for whatever reason it is. And that's where they're living. And to have to give up the benefits of somebody maybe feeding them or doing all the chores for them, pushing them around and everything else, they don't want to give that up. So anyway, just another way of looking at it. Because they're accepting that now as a new reality. So back to you.
Yeah, and a lot of people are really defined by their suffering, and they like their suffering. You know, it's like their little friend, like they wouldn't know what to do without it, really.
So if you're listening to this and you go, man, that's me, you know?
Mm-hmm. That's really hitting home for some people.
Yeah, so if you're thinking, yeah, that's me, I'm afraid to move on in my life. I don't like where I am, but I'm afraid of the what's out there that I know nothing about. But if you do want to move on, then like we had before the earth grid line and ley line clearing, that's a very good clearing to help release you from, you know, the holds of the unwanted universal travelers on the energy lines, because they're getting energy off of you and you don't want to leave them because you might feel sorry that they won't like you after that, maybe. I don't know. And then do that clearing. And then from there, you want to do a space clearing, probably in your house and your location where you are. We have a space, it's actually called location space clearing is what the name of the clearing is. And then do that. And naturally, you should have already done, before you do this, your emotional and your mental clearing. These are both whole lifetime clearings. And you need to get the unlimited versions of both so that you can stay current. So you're always putting an entry into that each day, we'll say, to move forward into your future. Once you do the whole lifetime clearing, it ends once you stop the clearing. And then from there on, you're going into your future, and the clearing does not work in your future. It just cleans out your past. So anyway, if you want to move forward, I would recommend those clearings. There may be another one that you can do, maybe, you know, the cellular mental clearing, because you have all this stuff stored in your cells about living where you are and how comfortable it is. And you may have fear, do a fear clearing of why you're in fear of moving forward or changing your life pattern. So back to you, Elizabeth. We'll see if anybody else has any other suggestions here.
Well, that is true, and it is scary, I think, for some people to try to envision, you know, beyond what they're comfortable with. And it doesn't even really necessarily have to be like you hate your life or you hate your job or you hate where you live. You know, I think a lot of people get very comfortable in kind of like gilded prisons, you know, and it's like they don't really stray outside of their what they know, and they're very kind of closed-minded, and, you know, they live a lot of their lives in fear, unfortunately. It kind of reminds me of like those gated communities that people like to live in where, you know, everyone kind of has a McMansion and, you know, drives a Range Rover or whatever, and I don't know. It's just really interesting to think about, like, you don't really want to change. So I don't think this really applies to our listening audience, but who knows? I mean, maybe you know people like that in your life, and you can see yourself in them and then use the clearings to sort of create a new possibility for yourself. So
Yeah, I think a lot of people kind of have that in different areas of their life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so too.
Then you get controlled, or you have a different belief system on something. I'll give you a little scenario here. This is what I heard years and years ago. So this couple, they're married, right? And whenever the wife would cook a roast, I guess that you should put it into a pan, maybe whatever the pan was. But before she cooked it, she would always cut off maybe an inch and a half of the roast, and maybe put it back in the refrigerator and put it in the oven and cook it. So the husband is looking, and she goes, well, my mother always did this here. This is the way I'm doing this, and my mother did it this way. So I guess the husband is kind of like, it seems a little goofy to me, but, you know, I'm not going to cause any problems. So one time the mother comes over to their house, and so the husband says, asks the mother of his wife, he goes, you know, my wife, she gets a roast and she cuts off an inch and a half off of the roast and puts it into the refrigerator. Is there any reason why, this is done?
Yeah,
you
like,
know?
Why is she doing that?
Yeah, why is she doing that?
Yeah.
And the mother goes, well, of course I've done that. Whenever I get a roast, I have to do it because the pan was too small.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah.
Wow.
So you can see how things have passed on to you. That's valid for one person, but not for another. So anyway.
And, you know, Ron, that story really perfectly illustrates how easy it is to hold on to patterns in your life that are inherited from your parents and probably their parents and whoever came before them. So I think over the years it really gets diluted and hard to figure out why you do the things that you do or how you ended up here. But I don't know. It's really kind of quite strange to think about in those terms, because if that's what you were taught, then you're going to just keep doing it as you were taught because you don't know any better.
Yep.
So that's why it's really important to do the healings, I think, because it really does open your mind and give you a new perspective, and hopefully maybe you won't be so afraid of change and creating something new in your life. Okay, so I did want to mention, before we get too far more further into the show here, there are some upcoming events that Ron is participating in, and if you'd like to check them out for yourself, you can always go to the upcoming events part of creationlightship.com, and there is going to be a Conscious Life Expo at the Los Angeles Hilton at LAX, and Ron is going to be there live, and he's going to be doing several workshops and lectures. That's coming up on February 9th through the 12th. And he's doing a series of them, and you can check them all out on the website. They sound really interesting. Understanding the alien presence on Earth, alien technology, abductions, implants, cloning, and timelines, and navigating the alien holographic timeline matrix. So, as well as having his own booth there. Be sure to, if you're on the West Coast in the Los Angeles area and you can attend that, it's always really worthwhile and a great chance to sample the healings in person. And it's always usually fun to, you know, people watch, see what everybody else is dealing with, get in that light chamber, get yourself cleaned out. Always a fun experience. So just wanted to mention that to everybody, and I'm sure we will be posting and announcing it until, you know, as it gets closer to the date. And also, Ron, I have a question here from somebody who is wondering, when doing a space clearing for rooms in my house, do I have to be in that room to do it, or can I be somewhere else in the house?
You could be somewhere else in the house, but I personally, you know, if you're clearing your bedroom and you have your computer, maybe you have a laptop, then, you know, because you do have to change the rooms because you're doing each room one at a time. So I would be in the room doing it, you know, because you're putting your focus there on it. You know, I have had people buy the location space clearing, and I remember one person had a house for sale, and they had a hard time selling it for whatever reason. And so their house was in a different state, and I can't recall if it was vacant or not, or just if they had renters in there. But anyway, they did that clearing for that location, and they probably did it room by room, which is what I mentioned for them to do, if I'm not mistaken. And they did, you know, have, you know, the house did, you know, sell. I won't say because of that, but it was, you know, like on the market for a couple of years, and they did that clearing, and it did sell. I won't say that this is because of the clearing, but it could add a lot of negative stuff in there from past renters or whatever. And, you know yourself, when you go into some location, and your hair stands up on the back of your neck or something, you know, or head, you know that, and arms, you know that you're going to run out of there. And maybe people are sensitive to that energy, and it just didn't feel that, you know, like they want to live there. So that clearing is very good for that. But, yeah, you know, if you're doing a clearing in your house, I would be present in the room that you're clearing. So I would say that. You don't have to be, but, you know, why aren't you getting involved with your house? That's how I would look at it, because, you know, plus you could feel maybe the energies leave that room, and maybe you might need to have it on an extra 5 or 10 minutes longer to clear it because there's a lot of spooky stuff going on there, and you need to be in there longer. So, again, you know, the healings are there for you to be proactive with the healing. So I would say, if you ask me, should I be in the rooms, I would say yes, because you need to be proactive. It would work, you know, for the whole house, but, you know, why are you taking a shortcut and not being responsible for each room? That's what I would say, because you won't know if it needs more clearing. If you're in the room, you're going to sense the energy. So you need to be responsible for the clearing that you're doing. Back to you.
Yeah, I think that's a great point, Ron. And, I mean, if you're doing a space clearing anyway, it would make sense. I mean, it seems like that would be the most effective, you know, way to do it. But, yeah, I know a lot of people run clearings while they're at work, and they put, like, a picture of themselves in front of the clearing, like in front of their computer while they're doing it. But I think if you're doing a space clearing, it shouldn't really take that long. And, yeah, if you move into that room, that's probably the best way to accomplish that. So moving on, we did have a question from a listener from a couple of days ago, and they just resent it. And I was actually getting to this, but I wonder if what we were just talking about suffering, applies to this question, because the listener is asking about what are the best clearings for morbid obesity with diabetes. And they write that, I have done all the recommended whole life clearings. Would addiction clearings help my diabetes and obesity?
What I would do is a body jumpstart. If you haven't done that bundle, you may want to do that one. Entities. So if you haven't done entities, definitely do that.
Okay.
Let's see what else here. What you could do is that affirmation is, you know, you know the way that is basically is you would say out loud. Obesity, so whatever that means to you, to me it would just be that you're fat. I don't know, there could be some other thing, overweight or something. So you could say, I love being overweight. And then from there, you would say how it makes you feel. So the situation is what you say, first of all, where you are. The next one is, I love not being able to see people, something like that. I feel embarrassed when I go out in the presence of people. So you put down, you know, what the other energy is to get it out of your life. And it'll be normally a negative situation, you know. And you say that out loud, probably do it about 1,000 times, and you may change the second part of it after you do 1,000 of these here, because you have to own the energy that is in your body. Remember, basically, you have your backpack with you. It's probably your ancestors' thoughts, but whatever it is, you know, where it came from, those energies, you are now responsible for that. And so stating that means that, yeah, I have it now, and I want to release it, but I have to come into oneness with that energy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so once you start saying this out loud, at some point you're going to hit rock bottom. But before that, you're going to probably break out into tears because, you know, you feel like you're going to throw up because you're saying that you, you know, you know, don't want to see people or whatever the situation is. You feel embarrassed, and that's going to grab you. That's the cause of what you're hanging on to. And then you're going to hit rock bottom, and then from there you keep saying it until you come to the top again. And then you're going to be okay with being obese, chubby, or whatever that is. And you may want to use those other words that you're afraid to use, okay? So maybe when I use the word fat, you know, you jumped and you go, oh, geez, I don't want to use the word fat. I'm just, you know, a little bit overweight. Well, it depends. That word now, fat, is holding you hostage. Mm-hmm. Overweight, you can say, yeah, I can deal with being overweight. Or I can deal with being obese, but fat, no, that's not what I am. And so you got to figure out what else is there.
Yeah, what's triggering you.
Yep, what's triggering you, and you want to get rid of that trigger. So you may want to say something like that and maybe do half a dozen of these clearings, and you're going to know once you clear the first one what comes up next. What are you afraid of? You know, and you say that. And once you come into oneness with that energy, now you can release the charge on it. Because you already you released the charge, and now you're able to choose and maybe see more of the energies of what's going on with you. But you have to come into oneness with it and to accept what it is. Otherwise, you're putting blinders on, and you're not looking at it, and then you have a lot of guilt there, and you know you have all this stuff going on. So that's what you want to do, or at least one thing, not that you have to do this here, but I've got a lot of good comments from people, and normally when you say, and you want to get a friend with you to help you out in case you kind of break down, and
right,
then you
like
just
it,
say
right.
out loud, yeah, I'm a nice person, people love me, and whatever is going to bring you out of the funk so that you can stop crying and, you know, shaking or something. But yeah, whatever you do and you feel that body reaction, you are getting, it's coming to the surface and leaving out of you. But have a friend with you to do that. And they say it with you. So, back to you.
Yeah, that's so great. And I really appreciate that explanation because I think it not only applies to being obese or overweight or fat or whatever you want to call it, but it applies to different parts of your life that, you know, maybe you're not so proud of or you feel bad about or you have issues with how you look or whatever. So a lot of that can really be applied to any situation. And also it kind of reminds me of when you talk about that process of loving it out of your life because you have to sort of come to terms with where you're at.
Yeah, I don't normally use the word love, but that's the only way that I could describe that to people.
Right, yeah.
So you know, just know that, you know. But you're getting out of duality and you're getting into your own personal energy. So you're going with the external, which created your situation, and you're releasing that from you. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, yeah, and somebody else wrote in and said, yes, they agreed with what you were saying about the attachment to suffering because they mentioned there's a TV show called My 600-Pound Life, speaking of obesity, and it shows the attachment to suffering, and I guess that person only had a 5% successful weight loss. So they've kind of made a whole lifestyle out of being overweight and being 600 pounds, and they have a TV show about it. So I guess that's one way to hang on to your suffering and be successful with hanging on to it.
Yeah, remember that they created that reality.
Right.
You know, it could be in their genetics, but they you know, after you go through all the stuff, and you realize, yeah, this happened to me, they did that to me, this happened and that. Well, the bottom end line is that this is where you're living. And that person who weighs that much could, you know, they're choosing to enjoy that situation.
Yeah, so they could really be getting something out of it. I mean, often with suffering,
yeah,
that's exactly what's happening. There's a payoff that you're getting under the table.
Yep. so that they may love it. They may love that life that way, where people who are watching might be appalled at seeing somebody that large, but they're probably having a great time, you know?
Yeah, I know. So, it's true.
Yeah.
Very interesting. Interesting stuff, Ron.
Yeah, plus they worked it into probably a TV show and they're getting paid to do this.
Yeah, I'm sure they are. Well, actually, we have to wrap up the show, and we did get a lot of questions in at the end, so they'll just be kept and rolled over into one of the other weekly shows, and I just wanted to thank everybody for joining us. Thank you, everybody, for submitting questions and comments. It's always wonderful to hear feedback from all the work that Ron does, and we so appreciate your being with us. So, Ron, I'll turn it over to you, and make sure you get on the calls during the week if you can, and tune into the archives, and join us again on Wednesday for our next BBS broadcast on Station 1. Over to you, Ron.
Okay, everybody. So this is our Mind to Heart Drop that we do at the end of the shows here. And you have to say it out loud. This brings you peace energy, and you can do it whenever you choose to. 20 seconds, you're in the now, and you're off the energies that are cause and effect, but you're still on the alien timeline, but time has stopped, so they don't want you. So here we go. Say this out loud. I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. And to facilitate this, we will count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Wonderful. Everybody, so thank you for listening. And send your questions in. And thank you, Elizabeth, and thank you, ladies behind the scenes, for helping out. Bye, everyone.